start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
DeRozan, the all-star, just turned it over. He wanted surge, picked up by Hezonja. Mario to the other end, the reverse dunk over his shoulders and in. I like that stuff.
Monster jam on the reverse by Mario. Put a little exclamation point on that.
And with that, we welcome you into Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Yeah, nice night for Mario Hezonja. Nice night offensively for a number of Orlando Magic players. Seven players in double figures, but unfortunately, couldn't get enough stops. 117 points for the Toronto Raptors, and they take down Orlando 117-104. Now seven consecutive losses for the Orlando Magic, who need to try and find a way to get a win against a desperate Detroit Pistons ball club coming into town on Friday night. My guest for the first portion of this program is John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com, kind enough to take a few minutes to join us here on this Thursday evening. JD, there aren't many days off for us during the season. There aren't many days off at home, so I certainly appreciate you taking time as always. But what's on the docket for John Denton here today?
Well, you know, we got a back-to-back this weekend, and then we leave for the West Coast, so today is errand day. I mean, I got to pick up new contacts. I got to get a haircut. I have to go to the dentist, all that good stuff. So, you know, it was a busy day because, you know, things are about to get busy when we go to the West Coast for 9 days.
Oh, it sure is. It sure is. You're a busy man. You're a busy man. I got a to-do list myself. And you mentioned it yesterday, and we've talked about it off air a number of times, but What a bizarre month, schedule-wise, this month of March. And I heard you asking some of the guys about it yesterday. But you got a three-game homestand. You end it with a home back-to-back. You take off for a five-game, nine-day road trip. You come home for seven games. And you just saw Toronto for the first time this year. We'll play them two more times. Kind of a weird part of the schedule, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so weird to go 60 games into a season without seeing the other team. You know, the Magic had played 28 other teams in the league other than Toronto, and Toronto had played 28 other teams, so it was the first time, you know, it was the last team to play for both teams last night. And, you know, like you said, you have this cluster of home games, then you go on the road for nine, and you know, you come back and another cluster of home games. So let's hope that the Magic can do this back-to-back at home, put together a couple of wins and go on the road with some momentum.
Yeah, you're right, JD. That's going to be big. And again, it's about finishing the right way. It's about building winning habits, establishing a culture, all things that you can have. 21 games is a lot. That's a quarter of the season that still remains. And so you still have plenty of time to do something as far as those habits and building a winning culture. But let's revisit last night here real quick. I know we were all talking in the morning yesterday about the offense and the offensive lulls and how this team kind of gets away from sharing the basketball. Offense was no problem last night, 104 points, although you got away from it completely in the fourth quarter. But you couldn't get stops. And it's a very good Toronto Raptors team. But JD, I contest for 44 of the 48 minutes, that was a pretty good basketball game.
You know, Dante, the frustrating thing about last night, and it was the first thing that I asked Frank after the game, is offensively, this team is doing exactly what he wants. They're
right.
Sharing the ball. They're playing unselfish. They're going from good to great passes. Dante, at one point last night, the Magic were 21 of 27 and 8 of 10 from 3, and they were losing.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that tells you
right.
how bad the defense was last night. The struggles defensively, when you're shooting 70-something percent with 8 threes, you're supposed to be up by 15, 18 points in this league. And, you know, you've got to get stops. You know, they never could string together. You know, coaches talk all the time about you come out of a timeout, get three straight stops. They couldn't get back-to-back stops, and there was a stretch in the first quarter where neither team got a stop. So, you know, and Vooch and Evan said the same thing last night. They said, hey, we keep losing the exact same way, and it's not going to change until you get sick of it. Until you get sick of it and guard your man, that's the only way it's going to change.
And I love that, JD, because Coach Vogel was saying after the game, we're going to keep working on it, we're going to keep practicing, which is what you have to do as a coach and as a team. But Josh Robinson, what makes you think this group is going to get it? What makes you think it's going to happen, it's going to click, it is going to change? And I don't think he meant it as mean as what I'm saying, but I think the point is, you've been, as Coach Vogel says, you've been banging that rock all year. And as Vooch said last night, we're not learning. We're not getting better defensively. We're not figuring out. So when does it come on these guys to take some pride and get some stops?
Yeah, you know, Frank had the mind, you know, he has the coach mindset. If it's not working, you just keep working. That's what every coach thinks, you know, work, and eventually it'll get better. But, hey, at some point, if you're not guarding, sit the guy down.
Yeah, like, you know, that could be coming, right?
About holding guys accountable. You know, everybody on the team is worried about their offense and getting their shots and getting their touches, and the offense is flowing fine right now. That's not a problem. But hold guys accountable. You know, if you get beat back door, if your guy blows by you, you know, sit a guy down. That's the best way to get his attention. And, you know, Frank has done that at times this season. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't resort to that going down the stretch. Because, like you said, there's still a lot of basketball to be played and there's lessons to be taught.
See, that's what I think, JD. And everyone says, well, you got to lose and you got to tank. Well, first of all, this team, it's struggling. This team is playing its hardest and it's still not winning. So I don't think you need to pull the plug and play guys that don't deserve minutes. I think what you said is exactly right. The guys that are playing the hardest, the guys that are doing the right defensive assignments, the guys that are moving the basketball when they should, are the guys that should get the bulk of minutes.
Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, hey, you got enough offense right now. You're scoring 100 points every night. You know, if it takes sitting somebody down who's not guarding, do that. You know, you're still going to score enough. The way the offense is flowing, the way they're sharing the ball, everybody's getting good shots right now. That's, you know, it's tailing off a little bit in the second half. The starts are great, but hold guys accountable defensively. You know, make them, you know, go into a game saying, if you don't guard, you're not going to play. That's the best motivator for at any level. Regardless whether it's peewee basketball or NBA basketball, if you set a guy down when he doesn't guard, he'll start guarding. I guarantee you.
Yeah, you're right. And we've seen him do that at times before, and that might be on the horizon. Now 21 games left in this NBA season. Speaking with John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com. Go online. You can read all of his terrific stuff on OrlandoMagic.com. You heard the highlight from Mario Hezonja coming in. 17 points again last night. I thought he was terrific, certainly in flashes. 5 of 7 from the floor. Just where is Mario at? Where is his head at? How has he put this all together? He did a terrific job starting. Now he's back on the bench in a different role, and it doesn't seem to have fazed him here, JD. And these are huge 21 games as he goes into the free agent market.
Yeah, you know, definitely. You know, Mario has as much on the line maybe as anybody on the team. Him and Aaron Gordon definitely have a lot on the line, you know, over these final 20 games. And I think it actually threw him for a little bit of a loop. You know, he was in the best groove of his career. He was starting those 10 games that he had before the All-Star break. He was averaging like 17 points a game, shooting 48%. He was in a groove. He knew what kind of minutes he was going to get. He knew when in the game he was going to be in.
Right.
Now coming off the bench with Aaron and Vooch back, he's had to come off the bench and kind of adjust again. And, you know, I think Mario is one of those guys who needs to know exactly what he's doing, you know, when he's going to do it. He needs consistent minutes. And, you know, his role changing, his minutes changing, I think things like that tend to upset the apple cart with him. And, you know, it messed him up a little bit, but last night, man, he came in with a ton of confidence. He was aggressive. We all know Mario's never going to lack for confidence. You know, he's going to come into the game thinking he's the best player on the floor, which, you know, you love that about him. But he needs the consistent minutes. He needs a consistent role. And, you know, he keeps playing like he did last night. I think he's going to get more and more minutes. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at some point if you don't put him back in the starting lineup and say, you know, here's 21 games. It's time to sink or swim, Mario.
Yeah, that's.
I would not be surprised if they do that.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And just really go all in 30 plus minutes a night and see what he's got. Open up your crystal ball here. What are you hearing? What do you think the future holds for young Mario Hezonja?
Well, you know, Dante, it's a difficult situation because you know, during the preseason, Mario was still bothered by a knee issue. He had a knee issue late last season. It bothered him in the Olympic trials when he played for Croatia. You know, in the preseason, the Magic gave him every chance. They wanted to see him shine. They wanted to, you know, see positive signs from him, and he struggled in the preseason. So they didn't you know, pick up his option for next season. So it's a tricky situation. Because, you know, the Magic can only offer him 1 year when he hits free agency this summer. They can only offer him 1 year at what he would have made next season had they picked up the option. So they can only offer him like a 1 year, $4.5 million contract. So the question is, you know, is Mario, has he done enough? to get, you know, more than that from other teams. You know, there's not a lot of free agency money out there this summer. Mario's kind of playing for his future right now, and, you know, he's definitely motivated. So it's kind of a tricky situation. You know, does he come back to the Magic for a one-year contract, or does he go elsewhere maybe for more years? So, you know, it remains to be seen what will happen with Mario.
No, you're right. That's a terrific breakdown. I don't think a lot of people know that, that you're limited in what you can offer, and especially the years, the money, and it will be. It will be very interesting to see how it plays out for young Mario Hezonja. We got John Denton on the line from OrlandoMagic.com. The Magic in action tomorrow night. Start of a home and home back-to-back against Detroit and Memphis. You know, we talk about this defense, and we talk about what the Magic need, maybe protecting the rim. I know Elfrid Payton kind of struggled in that area, playing the point guard position, and I don't know if it's better or worse at that position since he's been gone, but I think of a guy that was good at protecting the rim is Kem Birch. The last couple of games, he's been a DNP CD. And by no way do I sit here and say Kem Birch is the long-term answer and going to be your starting center, but could this be a guy that we maybe see more of here down the stretch?
Yeah, you know, I think you've really got to, you know, you got to use these 20 games to find out what you've got. You've got to, you know, with guys like him where there are question marks, give him a 10-game run and let's see what you got. You know, really learn what you got in Kem Birch, and I think you've got an active body and a guy who is absolutely fearless. I mean, we saw him that night in Boston. He's playing close to where he went to high school. He had two big put-ins, blocked a Kyrie Irving shot, you know, had six rebounds in that fourth quarter for one of the biggest wins of the season. This guy can absolutely play, and I think, you know, Frank is kind of caught in the numbers game with Vooch back, Biombo sitting there, Mo Spates is a possibility of that position. It's kind of a numbers position, but I really think, you know, Kem Birch is a guy you've got to play. I mean, he has active legs. He gets off the floor. He blocks shots. He intimidates people. I mean, that's a guy who could make a difference defensively, and I would not be shocked if Frank turns to him, you know, in the coming days. And let's find out what you've got with him. Let's find out what you've got with Jonathan Isaac when he gets back on the
yes.
floor. And, you know, give those guys an extended run.
Are we hearing that Jonathan Isaac will be in uniform on Friday? I know I'm smart enough to not get my hopes up, but do we anticipate Friday night he'll be in uniform?
Yeah, I'm afraid to put anything in concrete right now, Dante, but right. I would say put it in pencil. Yes, I think he's going to play Friday night. I mean, the kid wants to play, and you know the team is being smart. You know, they know that
right.
he is the future of this team, and it does no good to hurry him out there and hurt something. And you know, he was a little sore after playing those two games, and they didn't want him compensating on that ankle. The ankle is totally sound. They just want to make sure his body is sound and. To their credit, you know, this time off, he's gone from 210 to 222. That's what you and I do a lot of times during the season. But it's good weight for Jonathan.
That's exactly right. All right, JD, well, no packing errors. We're not going to talk to you again before Sunday. I'll see you on the next couple of games, but we got a couple of weeks out on the West Coast, and make sure you cram everything into that suitcase that you're going to need, all right?
That's right. You guys keep up the good work. Thanks.
All right, you too, JD. He is John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com. Strongly encourage you to go to OrlandoMagic.com and check out all of JD's terrific work covering this basketball team for a number of years, a couple years longer than I've been covering this team, which would put it over 20. He does a terrific job on OrlandoMagic.com. When we come back, Aaron Berlin and I will break down last night's game and get you ready for the weekend. Magic hosting a home-home back-to-back. Strange, but I like it. Means we're in town. We'll be back in a moment here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
IDC is one of the largest, most successful independent jewelers in America, period.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
We have one of the largest selections of GIA certified diamonds in America.
So if you're diamond shopping at IDC, you can see 10, 15, 20 or more diamonds and make the right choice with confidence.
We're going to be able to show you multiple diamonds in your price range for you to make a good decision.
International Diamond Center, taking all the mystery out of buying diamonds.
We are the diamond experts.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Vamos Magic. Celebrate Hispanic culture with the Orlando Magic at Noche Latina, presented by Fairwinds Credit Union on Saturday, March 3rd, as the Magic take on the Memphis Grizzlies at Amway Center. Enjoy Latin-inspired music, dance, food, and more, and stick around for a post-game concert featuring merengue tunes from Grupo Manía. For information and to be there on March 3rd, visit orlandomagic.com/Noche Latina.
Ooh.
quickly front court. Boy, Siakam gets out ahead of everybody. They bounce him the ball. He'll throw down another one. This guy averages 6 points a game. He's only got 10. Well, that's 12 right there with that one. And it's 110-98 Toronto.
Now, pretty much do it. Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer. Special thanks to John Denton, who joined us from OrlandoMagic.com. If you missed this interview, go to iTunes, Orlando Magic Radio, and you can find our interview with John Denton. Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information. So, Aaron Berlin, the reason I asked you to play Pascal Siakam coming back.
What a name,
break,
by
right?
the way.
Yeah, it's a fantastic name. It's a fantastic name. When they announced it on draft night a couple of years ago, I thought to myself, I love Adam Silver. He usually nails it. I said, there's no way he got that right. But he did.
They've got some good ones, by the way.
But I said for a couple of days that I want Magic fans to watch the second unit of the Toronto Raptors when they come to town. And this is something Jeff Turner turned me on to a couple of weeks ago after watching a couple of Toronto Raptors games. And Jeff Weltman, our president of basketball operations, was with Masai Ujiri up there in Toronto, and he played a big part in drafting the guys as part of that second unit. Now listen, I'm not talking about Jonathan Isaac. That's a sixth overall pick. That guy needs to be better than Pascal Siakam. But I'm talking about later in the pick or lottery or late lottery picks, first round, second round finds. These are the kind of guys that we're talking about. And I think he did a tremendous job of finding some of these guys. They're not easy names to say.
They're really difficult.
And they're not household names. Let everybody know how Poeltl is spelt.
P-O-E-T. Wait, is it L-T-L?
Yeah, L-T-L.
Okay, this is how bad my sight is right now because I'm looking at this on a screen and I still couldn't spell
it. And you still can't know it because it doesn't look right. It's phonetically not right. And you've got Valanciunas, you've got Ananobi, you've got Siakam, Van Vliet. Just a great cast.
Do you think that's a strategy? Just pick like the worst name for a broadcaster to have to say, and he's like, you know what, that guy's going to be great.
I think that's good. Let's put them all on the same team. But Jakob Poeltl last night, 13 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 8 points for C.J. Miles. Now, we know C.J. Miles, and that was a free agent signing. That wasn't a draft for Weltman and Ujiri. But Pascal Siakam, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Fred Van Vliet, 12 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. He's become a 3-point shooter. And then you get energy, you get defense, you get up-tempo with DeLon Wright and Norman Powell. So and not even to mention, a couple years ago, Lucas Nogueira, yeah, there's another lottery pick, a first rounder who can't even get on the floor because of these other guys. So I think I would love to get your impressions because I know we mentioned it for a couple of days, but I think if I'm a Magic fan and I see those guys with their length, with their athleticism, with the way they played together and for each other, I would be very encouraged.
Yeah, because ultimately, you know, John Hammond and Jeff Weltman have a history of doing this. You know, John Hammond found guys in Milwaukee that were now servicing for their second unit, like Malcolm Brogdon, the guy that he found in the second unit. But those are very encouraging signs because ultimately, you know, you and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but, you know, games are won in the late second quarter, early third quarter when your second unit is in there and they're either keeping the game close for your starters or they're doing things that other teams can't. And that's kind of how you build a team that can be successful based on what that second unit is. And to find guys, you got to remember, Toronto's not picking in the upper echelon of the draft most years.
That's exactly right.
They're picking in the lower to mid rounds of the first round. And so to find those guys, that's really encouraging because Fred Van Vliet, that guy came from Wichita State and wasn't expected to be a lot. And then you watch him last night with how he shoots the three ball. It's really impressive.
Undersized, can't get off his own shot, can't get around guys, right? Yeah. That's the knock on him, so he falls. He was a scorer at Wichita State and put up a big performance last night. So, again, I'm not saying that with this pick, wherever the Magic finish this year, if it's 1 or 5 or 4, you're going to get a Jakob Poeltl. That's not the find in the top 5.
No, but it's those later draft picks that they're going to have this year.
And we have a number of them. We have a number of second-rounders, late first-rounders in the next couple of years, and that, to me, is a glimpse of the kind of guy. And I think if you talk to Jeff Weltman, and I need to talk to him, he's probably going to defer a lot to Masai. But listen, don't let him kid you. He played a big part in this, if not finding a lot of these guys directly.
Oh, yeah, because he's scouring, he's scouting, he's talking to these guys, and he's getting to know them, and that's what they're doing now.
And again, not flashy names, not things that excite you, but it just shows when he acquire a second round pick for a guy like Elfrid Payton, can he get somebody that's going to anchor your second unit? Can you get these types of guys? And I think the body of work is there, and I think it's a fun group to watch the way they played together. I was very impressed seeing them in person for the very first time here last night. The Magic in action tomorrow night. They'll take on the Detroit Pistons. It's the start of a home-and-home back-to-back. We hit the air at 6:30 tomorrow on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. And this is a Detroit Pistons team coming to town desperate. They had lost three in a row before they blew out the Milwaukee Bucks last night. It's our first look at Blake Griffin in a Detroit Pistons uniform. That'll be strange. I'm not sure I'm quite ready for that just yet, but we'll see what that looks like. But again, desperation. This is the Pistons team that, you know, entered last night three games back of the final playoff spot. They need wins, and the Magic should embrace playing the role of spoiler and trying to play a part in keeping the Pistons out. So that'll be next for us, 6:30 tomorrow on Fox Sports Florida on the Magic Radio Network. George Galante joins me at 5:30 on this show. Have a great night, everybody.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.